Well, Major League Baseball may have gone quiet this week for the All-Star break, but Little League games continue across Vermont. VPR's Erica Heilman recently sat in the dugouts for a playoff game in the St. Johnsbury Little League.
Hey, guys, let's get excited. Let's play some good D for your pitcher here. Support him. Yeah. Then we're going to come in and hit. Yeah. Big deal. We're not messing around tonight. Everybody's hitting. Everybody's going to make a play. Sound good?
Yeah!
Okay, boys, let's go. Giants on three.
One, two, three, Giants!
Here we go.
That's Justin Lemieux, coach of the Giants, before the first Little League playoff game down at Legion Field in St. Johnsbury. It was the Giants against the Red Sox, and the Giants were feeling pretty confident. They'd had an amazing season. The Red Sox had a less amazing season, but players were feeling pretty hopeful that they'd pull out what Griffin Goodhue called a Cinderella story.
A Cinderella story is when you're the worst person in, or worst team in the league, and then you come and you play and you win every single game. You're from the bottom, and then you win the championship.
No breaks. We're not going to take the first inning off. We're not going to take the fifth inning off, the sixth inning off.
This is Red Sox coach Jamie Murphy.
We got a chance to win this one, all right? We got Landon on the mound. He's going to be throwing darts in there. We just got to hit. We got to back him up, okay? Yeah. So let's go out there and get some runs this inning, all right?
One, two, three, offense!
Let's go, Dar.
Are you a dad?
I am, yeah.
Who's your kid?
Evan out here, left field.
This is Tim Taylor. He's been helping out with the Red Sox coaching this season.
So do you get nervous?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually, he pitched the first time a couple games ago. And,
Daniel! Hold it!
Going to third. Yeah, and I couldn't even watch. I had to walk around. I couldn't handle it. So.
Heads up!
Oh, he's hunting for that Ford over there, Corey.
Let it go out there.
Didn't go too hot.
This is Red Sox player Landon Maskell.
There was a little bit of mess up in the defense, but it wasn't some of my fault. But it's all going to work out in the end. We're all going to get some hits this inning. We're going to get a rally going. We've got to get this win. Show them how we roll.
Jack, you ready out there, bud? Carson, don't cheat. Ethan, towards fright.
Honestly, tensions were pretty high in the Red Sox dugout. Plus, the weather was starting to look like the end of the world. I checked in with a Red Sox fan sitting in a lawn chair behind the fence around home base. Ziba Aldridge is a grandfather, and he did not seem worried about the score at the bottom of the third.
But I like the excitement right here at home plate. You see what's happening from the very beginning and get a scope and hope that my grandson out in center field will catch a fly. Fair ball.
How's it going out there?
It's a little rough right now. We're down 8-0. It's getting really rough. We're just going to try and bounce back from it. The innings are behind us now. We just got to try and keep playing. Okay, that's definitely thunder.
Thunder.
It was the end of the third inning. The sky opened. The kids went back to their dugouts to wait out the thunder, and I checked in with the Giants. Here's Liam Rice.
Well, first of all, we're up by 8, and they have 0, so we got good offense, and we're also playing some strong D, so we basically got the advantage right now.
We will rock you night and day!
So that's how the Giants were feeling. I went back over to the Red Sox dugout to check in with Landon Maskell, who was in a more reflective mood.
Are you feeling despondent? Are you feeling okay?
We can come back in this game. I have confidence in my team. We're going to get hit. That's all I know.
Yeah. So we just got to get back on the field, it seems like, right?
Yeah, we got to get back on the field and get this game going. Because I notice that a bunch of parents are leaving, and it's kind of worrying me. See, over there, all the stands are cleared, so I really hope we don't have to cancel the game, because I've been waiting for this playoff game for a long time.
Do you think you have a future in baseball?
Hey guys. Hopefully I'll keep playing baseball and not get caught up in life or anything.
What do you mean?
Like, my dad, I think he could have been one of the greats in pitching. And then it just all fell apart because he got caught up in girls. And
so what else do you not want to get caught up in just to stay focused on your sports?
Like, let's say you're in college and you have a work and a job and there's a baseball game in that day. You might not get drafted because you might be slacking, kind of. even if you're like really good and you're just missing baseball games, you're not gonna, most likely not gonna get drafted.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's just one. You gotta pick one. You gotta either pick work or you gotta pick baseball.
I'd pick baseball over work.
Right. You know what you want.
Yeah, I know what I want in life. I'd want to grow up and be something big.
The weather cleared, the kids were back on the field, and the Red Sox started turning up the heat. Matthew hit a triple, then Griffin hit another triple.
What happened out there?
I just paid attention to the ball and I just drove it. I got a triple.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
It feels amazing.
What happened?
Just hit a triple.
That was some sports magic.
It really was. It was like, as they say, a miracle on ice for hockey, a miracle on the field for baseball.
Hey, I like it. Hey, you're pitching great, buddy. Throw it! Tag!
It was the bottom of the fourth. The Giants were still ahead, but it was tense over in the Giants' dugout. Justin was coaching one of his players through a rough patch.
Remember what we talked about, right? Sometimes things aren't going to go your way, but you can't let it take you out of the game, okay? You can't let it take you down so far. So I'm fine with you striking out swinging. You were trying your hardest.
Let it go.
We've just seen a home run for the Giants.
The game was over. The Giants had won 12-4, and Griffin had some parting words.
I know people get mad when they lose, but I'm actually pretty happy that because the way we played, there was nothing we could do about some of those hits. I mean, I know that delay kind of hit us hard, but even though we lost, it was a wicked good game.
It was a wicked good game. This is Erica Heilman with VPR.